Are we technically in Haydenville?
West Whately.
West Whately, all right. We're on Haydenville Road in West Whately at Brookledge Farm with Keith Bardwell.
Are you related to the Bardwells in Hatfield?
Yes, I am. Very distant. They came from England back in the 1600s and have been settled in Hatfield. And from there, there's just many, many generations. I'm like the 11th generation from that time frame. So Harry is a very distant relative of mine. And he is down where the homestead was in Hatfield, yes.
Yeah, so all the Bardwells, as we learned when we went to visit them, are somehow related. And you're still keeping in the farming tradition, although this is Massachusetts Maple Month. We're in your sugar shack.
Yes, Brookledge Sugar House in Whately. Welcome you here. I have been involved in sugaring almost my entire life. I started as a kid, toddler, not quite a toddler, but 10 years old. So that was in 1974. This is my 50th year of making maple syrup.
Congratulations! Yeah.
At that time, in 74, it was just myself and a neighbor. He and I looking for something to do. You know, that was no cell phones and games like that back in those days, so you played outside. So we were looking to do something, and we tapped a few trees, and our parents helped us out. We would boil it down, get it pretty close to syrup on an open pan, and bring it inside, and our parents would take turns finishing off and helping us there, and we'd make a few gallons and had a blast doing it. Then we like to use the phrase in mapling, I caught the fever.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is
maple syrup, and I've been stuck doing it ever since.
However, Phil Gorman from CISA has a fever as well. You're still basically at 10-year-old Keith's level of maple sugaring, right?
Yeah, that's because my parents aren't alive. They don't finish it off. I've got to do it, so that's plenty.
Yeah, it's a labor of love, and you don't really want to consider this work. If you consider it a job work, then you're not going to really want to continue doing it. But from a hobby standpoint, which for me, it's a hobby, I like to consider myself a large hobbyist. So I've grown through the years. From that first time in 1974, making a few gallons, I'm working my way up. Now I'm making, last year, it's a little over 800 gallons of syrup. And so I've come a long ways.
How many trees do you tap each season?
Presently, I have 1,400 taps.
Two taps per tree? Is that what it is usually?
One to two. Uh-huh. My rule of thumb is if I can take my hands and reach around and touch my fingers, if I can't, I'll put a second tap into it. So one tap or two taps per tree. All my taps are on tubing, and I run a vacuum system, which does all the collecting for me. So that saves a lot of time as far as labor goes. I can come home from work, and the sap is sitting here waiting for me. I don't have to go and collect it.
Nice.
When you started tapping trees when you were 10, 50 years ago, what month did you start tapping?
When I started those years back then, we always looked for around President's Day. That was great for me because it was always winter school vacation week. We had that President's Day off.
Oh. Is that your vacuum?
That's just a compressor kicking in, so it'll shut off in a second. There we go. President's Day was that perfect time. And then as time has gone on and we're seeing climate change, it's getting earlier and earlier. And now, for me, I need to be ready to go right after the beginning of January.
Wow.
Some years in the last couple of years, I've been tapping right around Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. And so things are changing. And there's nothing we can do about it at the moment other than adapt to it. If you want to sit back and wait, then you're going to miss a lot of the season.
So you said that you're a large scale hobbyist. This is a business though. So what keeps you busy the rest of the year?
My full-time job other than sugaring is I am the highway superintendent in here in town of Whately.
Oh, cool.
So that keeps me busy.
Yes.
And the nice thing about the job is this is a slow time of the year so that I can take some of my vacation time and personal time to offset the hours I need to turn sugaring. So
talk about a fever, right? How many people are taking their vacation and personal time in the winter, not to go somewhere else, but to work 12-hour days sugaring?
Yeah, there you go. And that's, again, the labor of love. You know, you have to want to do it. You know, and maple syrup is definitely, through many years of research and testing, have shown that maple is one of the healthiest sweeteners that you can use because of the antioxidants in it, the minerals that you get in it, and what it has to offer for you. Another thing that I've been told by some of my customers that are diabetic, that they can use maple syrup in moderation. The way their body breaks it down is a little bit slower than if they use cane sugar, so that if a lot of times if they use something with other types of sweeteners, that their sugar levels will spike really quick, whereas the maple syrup doesn't. And so I have some customers that have, you know, mild diabetes that are able to still have a sweetener and using maple, whether it be in their coffee or on pancakes.
Can you tell us about maple cream? Because when I go outside of Western Mass and I'm going to visit somebody, that's what I bring to sort of welcome myself to their abode.
Yeah, maple cream is another one, a product that is made from maple syrup. You make maple cream by boiling it down a little bit more, removing some of the water, more of the water, and then you cool it down and then go ahead and stir it once it's cool and it makes that creamy texture. The word maple cream, there is no dairy in it. A lot of times people think they hear that word cream and they think there's dairy in it. The word cream is only a descriptive word to explain the texture of it. Maple cream is very good on a lot of your breakfast foods as well. You can, my favorite is on a English muffin, a little bit of butter with maple cream is very good. Mm. Certainly, if you go to any of the fairs around, maple cream on fried dough is nothing better than that.
Yeah, it's so dangerous that it's like I will allow myself to have it once a year, yeah, and it's at a fair.
Pretty much.
So maple cream is a very good product. A lot of times people don't know much about it. They might be more exposed to maple candy. Maple cream is usually boiled to about 233, 234. When you get into maple candy, you're going to go about 244. And then if you continue and boil it even more to around the 260 degree range, you can make granulated sugar, which has had all the water removed out of it, which at that point in time, the granulated sugar is a product that can be used, even swap with regular white sugar.
So I'm curious, how far back do you keep your maple syrup? I know some people, like, they just love to keep one bottle of previous years each year going, just to sort of have a reminder of what that year was and the flavors.
I don't really, you know, I'll have some syrup left over from one year into the next, but I don't normally keep it. I'll try to, you know, I want to keep that syrup on a fresh standpoint.
I feel like we've buried a little bit of a lead because I see some awards on this wall.
Oh, yeah. What
for
are these?
Your maple cream and your maple syrup.
Yeah, last year was the North American Maple Syrup Council meeting was held in Sturbridge, Mass. It was hosted by the state of Massachusetts, and that is a yearly meeting that rotates throughout all of the New England states and into Canada. So it encompasses about 15 states between states and provinces. And so last year I entered my maple syrup and came home with a first place in maple cream and a second place in dark robust.
The other thing you're actually a president.
Yes, I am current president of the Massachusetts Maple Syrup Producers Association. I've been a board of director I'm in my second term, so pushing 12 years now as a board of director. And I've been elected president. I was president last year and again this year. In our membership, we have about 250 members in Massachusetts. We like to offer things to help them out, whether it be training, education. We have our annual meeting where we have speakers come in and talk to them and help them learn things. But one of the things that it also does is when we bring our members together, the interaction amongst one member to the other member, we always seem to like to help each other out. So that if you're struggling and you don't know something, you ask your neighbor, a fellow sugar maker, how do you do this or how do you do that? Or when we go and tour some of the other sugar houses ourselves, you know, even though we know how things are done, but you can see something that one sugar maker is doing, and you say, wow, that's a great idea, and then you can take that home yourself. So the association does a lot to help our own members.
We're with Keith Bardwell, who is not only a maple maker, but the president of the Massachusetts Maple Association at his Brookledge Sugar House.
Looking right at his award-winning maple cream.
In West Whately. We just heard the State of the Union address last week, and you're the president. When it comes to Massachusetts maple, the State of the Union is...
Put me on a spot here. you know, maple is a... I like to use the word maple as a staple, or make maple a staple. It's a very good sweetener for you. We like to educate the people, and we need to do a lot more educations because a lot of the general public isn't really fully aware of what maple syrup is. Studies have been done recently where you ask the general public what maple syrup is, and we've found out that the majority of them say they know what maple syrup is, but they don't. So we need to do more in that education aspect. We need to educate them why, when they go to a store or go to a farm and buy maple syrup, why it is more expensive than some of the corn sweeteners or corn syrups are, and make them see the health benefits and why you shouldn't be using high fructose corn syrup as a sweetener. It's just not as healthy as maple is.
And it doesn't taste right.
And are you willing to go on the record about the cartel in Canada as president of the Mass Maple Association?
Are we going to invade Canada finally?
We tried that in the 1800s, and it didn't work so well for us.
They got mad at us and came back and burned down the White House.
Yeah, no, it was not okay.
Quebec is, there's no doubt about it, Quebec is the largest producer of maple syrup in any part of the world. So they make more syrup than all of the United States combined. That's what they do up there. They have what's called the PPQA, which is used to be the Federation, and they do a lot of things up there where to stabilize the prices, where their group will go out and set prices and purchase it. Sort of a comparison is how milk is done for the dairy farmers in Massachusetts or in all of the United States, where the government sets the prices. They try to stabilize it. And so to a certain extent, what happens for the wholesale prices here in Massachusetts depends on what happens in Canada and how their season is, because that really drives the national prices, so to speak. But Canada, I certainly have nothing against them. They make good syrup. Not quite as good as here in Massachusetts.
But they sell it in cans. It's weird. Like regular, like soup cans.
There are some, and you get into different areas, what they use for containers. Most everybody here around us uses either plastic or glass. But there are some that are still using some cans.
What sets the flavor of Massachusetts maple syrup apart from Canadian maple syrup, from Vermont maple syrup? Throw down the gauntlet as the president of the Mass Maple Association. Why is Massachusetts maple the best?
It's because it's made right here in Massachusetts. And when you want local syrup, there's nothing better than Massachusetts syrup right here.
So we haven't asked you how has the season been and where do you think you may end up?
The season has certainly slowed down a little bit with this higher temperatures in the last week. However, I still feel I've got a few more boils ahead of me. Overall, I'm pushing my average. So I always like to strive for a half a gallon of syrup per tap. And at the moment, I'm at 4/10, so I'm closing in on that half a gallon. Last year was one of my best years. I did 6/10 of a gallon per tap. So if the season was to end today, it wouldn't be a horrible season for me. So I'm happy at the moment. I made a lot of great syrup at the beginning. Very good flavors. Happy with it.
The like only agricultural sector that did really well last year, I think, is maple.
Yeah. I mean, true. Certainly, right. The weather and the rain has a lot to do with other farmers having a hard time. Last year, we had a high seed content on the maple trees, which took our sugar content down a little bit. That was probably, if anything, the only thing that we knew going into this season was probably going to be a little higher ratio of sap to syrup. A lot of times with the raw sap coming out of the tree, if you can get 2% or higher, then you're looking at only like 40-1 for a ratio. Whereas this year, most everybody's been at least 50-1 or even higher. Right now, the sap that I'm getting is only at 1.3% on the brick scale. That's how much sugar is in it. That's like 60, 62, somewhere around there.
62 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. Now you know why it's so expensive.
It's a lot of
every penny.
A lot of water to remove. You're right.